I'm your Vaughan telephone class teacher. How are you doing?
¿Quieres que un profesor Vaughan llame a tus trabajadores? Con horarios flexibles y la posibilidad de cancelar o reservar cualquier sesión dentro de la misma semana. Elige el tema de conversación que tú quieras. Una conversación telefónica con un angloparlante con el ingrediente clave del método Vaughan para empresas. Consulta condiciones en el 91-133-5831. 91-133-5831.
Are you ready to start the class?
Mucha gente nos pregunta si es posible que un método online para aprender inglés funcione de verdad. Hoy en nuestro especial Vaughan Key Points hablamos de este tema con nuestro profesor y director de innovación, Richard Brown.
La clave de nuestro método online es la motivación. Hemos diseñado un curso que realmente engancha en cada nivel, te motiva y reta para que avances de nivel. Pero la verdadera clave son los profesores Vaughan. Su método de enseñanza es lo que realmente nos diferencia. Los cursos online Vaughan cuentan con los mismos profesores apasionados que desde hace más de 40 años nos han hecho diferentes. Descubre las ventajas de nuestro método online probándolo. Así que os invito a entrar en grupovaughan.com y poneros a prueba.
All right, everybody. Hello. And welcome to yet another edition of The Drive Time Show. My name is Kyle Miller.
Killing me on.
You know me, right? If you're a regular listener, you have to know The Drive Time Show every afternoon here on Vaughan Radio. Lots to talk about. Today we have the story of an oil tanker. An oil tanker which may break open, causing a spill. They're calling it increasingly likely that there will be a large oil spill. Now, this is off the coast of Yemen, the country of Yemen. I'll tell you about this on our show today. Also, the expression, a blessing in disguise. We're going to look at this expression. We also have vocabulary. We have grammar. We have pronunciation. We have facts, we have music, and so much more. Lots to talk about. Let's get it started. My name is Kyle Miller, and welcome to Drive Time.
Welcome to Drive Time with Kyle Miller.
All right, everybody, welcome to the show. It's your friend Kyle here with the Drive Time Show for this Wednesday. It kind of feels like Monday, doesn't it? If you're in Spain after the break that we have had with the holiday here in Spain. In Britain, they call it a bank holiday. I suppose because the banks are closed? I don't know. I've never understood that, but I just call it a holiday, a day off. So we had a day off here in Spain. I was able to get some work done. In fact, I was working. I'm always working, but I was working on some different things. And that was good, but in a relaxed way also. And I watched a few series, actually. I watched one of my favorite series, a comedy series called Seinfeld, which is a great series from the 1990s, which just debuted on Netflix, not only here in Spain, but everywhere. And it's one of the most popular TV series of all time, but not so popular in Spain. But this was the same era as Friends and more popular than Friends. Think of it that way. Now in Spain, everybody says, no, Friends is bigger. But in the United States and in Canada, Seinfeld was more popular than Friends, but in Europe, nobody seems to know it. So I recommend you check it out. It's a great comedy series set in the 90s in New York City, and written by Jerry Seinfeld and also a guy named Larry David. And it's based on the idea of a series about nothing, but really it's about four friends getting along in New York City, but very different from the series Friends. They're more, well, I was going to say more mature, but not really. Not really more mature, but very different characters. and a different style of humor focused at maybe a more mature audience, maybe a little bit more of an intellectual humor. But they get into some silly situations, and I recommend that you check it out. It's called Seinfeld, and they've put it all on Netflix just last week. So I watched a little bit of that. We have the term in English to binge watch, or to binge is to, like, to binge on potato chips, to binge on alcohol, to binge watch. I used to sit there and watch a lot of TV. Now, I didn't binge watch it, but I did watch two or three episodes, capítulos, this weekend. Now, notice again we say episodes in English when we refer to television. A chapter is also capítulo, but chapter is for books, and episodes is for television. Well, the word episode is used for television, or the episode of today's Drive Time show, programs. Okay, so capítulo. It can be episode or it can be program. Capítulo could be episode or it could be chapter if you're referring to books. Anyway, let's get things started by, as always, everybody, it's time to jump into
the warm-up gym.
All right, everybody, here we are in the warm-up gym. You know this one, right? You know this part of the show. It's that part where old Kyle is going to read, well, is going to say some sentences in Spanish, and you say it in English. Okay, here we go. No has hecho un gran esfuerzo. You haven't made a big effort. You haven't made a big effort. Me irrité cuando lo oí. I got irritated when I heard it.
Cuando lo oí.
I got irritated when I heard it. When I heard it.
Llegaron al aeropuerto de noche.
They got to the airport at night.
De noche, claro.
They got to the airport at night.
Si sigues las directrices, todo irá bien.
If you follow the guidelines, everything will go well. Or everything will go fine. If you follow the guidelines, everything will go well. Everything will turn out. You can say turn out. Fine. Everything will turn out well. Everything will go well.
Nací, eso es mentira. Nací en una ciudad grande.
I was born in a big city. I was born. So remember, to be born. I was born in a big city.
El juicio no durará mucho.
The trial won't last long. The trial won't last long.
No durará mucho.
No. The trial won't. Now, when you talk about a court case, a trial, juicio, the trial won't last long. All right.
Me enteré de ello a través de Juana.
I learned about it through Jane. Jane. I suppose Jane is the English version of... Juana is the English version of Jane. Juan y Juana. John and Jane.
Menos mal que tropecé con ella.
It's a good thing I ran into her.
Menos mal. Es buena cosa.
It's a good thing I ran into her.
¿Cuándo saldrás del hospital?
When will you leave the hospital? You could also say, when will you get out of? Because we understand that you're in. So exiting in this case would be getting out. When would you get out of the hospital? When will you get out of the hospital? Or when will you leave the hospital?
Si pudiera pagarlo, te llevaría a la clínica Pérez.
If I could pay for it, I would take you to the Perez clinic. If I could pay for it. If I could pay for it. Si pudiera pagarlo. If I could pay for it, I'd take you to the Perez clinic.
La clínica Perez. Manténme al día de cómo vas.
Keep me up to date on how you're doing.
Manténme al día, por favor. Keep me up to date.
Keep me up to date on how you're doing. Keep me up to date on how you're doing. Okay. Let's do two more. Dos más. I know we've done more than 10. I always say, we're going to do 10, and then we do 12 or 13. But these are good exercises. Okay.
¿Cuáles son tus prioridades?
What are your priorities? What are your priorities? ¿Cuáles son? Now, notice we say cuál, but in English we're using what, because we don't know what the options are. So we have to use the question word what. We would use which if we have limited and understood options. We're choosing from a limited option set. That's when we can use the question word which. But in this case, we're going to say what. What are your priorities? What are your priorities?
Pasaré por tu oficina para dejarte la llave.
I'll drop by your office to leave you the key. Yeah, I'll drop by.
Pasaré por tu oficina to drop by.
If I'm in the neighborhood, I'll drop in. I'll drop by.
Drop, que es también dejar caer. Soltar, to drop something.
Now, it's an interesting verb, to drop, because we can drop. I dropped my pen. The pen dropped. It decreased in altitude, let's say. A drop in temperature. A reduction, a drop in temperature, a drop in pressure, a drop in whatever. Right? Una caída, a fall, a drop. But then the verb to drop, I dropped the pen. Typically, if I say that, it would be an accident. Usually, oh no, I dropped it. Or we could drop something intentionally. We could drop it, drop something off a building, drop something off a cliff. Okay. But to drop off, drop something off at a play. I'll drop off my, you want to borrow a book from a friend. They'll say, well, I'll drop it off on my way home. I'll drop by your house and drop off the book. Ooh, a couple of phrasal verbs using drop. I'll drop by your house and I'll drop off the book.
¿Quién va a llevar a cabo la encuesta?
Who's going to carry out the survey? Llevar a cabo, to carry out. Who's going to carry out? Llevar a cabo, who's going to carry out the survey? So una encuesta, sondeo, we say a survey. S-U-R-V-E-Y. I remember when I was young, they had it wasn't really a survey, but it was a challenge, Coke and Pepsi. And they called it the Pepsi Challenge, or the Taste Challenge, or Pepsi. Yeah, I think it was just called the Pepsi Challenge. And basically, they traveled around, I don't know about Europe, but around North America, Pepsi, and they would go to events like concerts or party, you know, town fairs, events, what you call in Spanish, fiestas de las ciudades y de los pueblos. They'd go to the various parties, events, festivals, let's say, concerts, and they would set up and they would have, they had a stand with a little glass of Pepsi and a little glass of Coke, but you didn't know which one was which, Pepsi or Coca-Cola. As we say in English very often, Coke. So they had these two glasses, and they said, would you like to take the challenge? And people would choose which one they preferred, A or B. It was a blind taste test. And over this test, people significantly more often chose Pepsi. They preferred Pepsi. People preferred Pepsi over Coke. Now, a lot of people, if you do this in Spain, people, I assume the same thing would happen. But people would say, no, es que me gusta, en España es la Coca-Cola. And I know. I understand that Coke sells 8 times more than Pepsi in Spain. But in Canada, it's Pepsi sells more than Coke. In the U.S., I don't know. Probably Coke, if you look at the whole United States, probably Coke sells more. Surely, I would imagine. But it's very regional. There are areas where Pepsi sells better. And it's really a question of marketing. But Pepsi, I think when you serve a small amount, people will often prefer Pepsi. I think it's because it's a bit sweeter. So there's a bit more stimulus from a small drink. And they'll people will like it. And then even if they're Coke fans who love Coca-Cola, they may choose Pepsi and then be surprised and say, oh, it was a mistake. No, it's not possible because I love Coca-Cola. But you'd be surprised. So I encourage you to try it. You can do it yourself. Take two glasses, you know, maybe label them on the bottom of the glass or something, and then mix them up, randomize them, and try them, or try them with your family and your friends and see which one people prefer. And I think you'd be surprised at how many people might choose Pepsi over Coke. Anyway, let's see what people are talking about in the online world. I'm talking about today's trending topics. All right, everybody, our trending topic today, it seems there is a decaying oil tanker. Now, an oil tanker is one of these big moving containers full of oil off the coast of Yemen. And they're worried. Experts are worried that there could be an oil spill in the coming days. And it could disrupt, they say, could disrupt the clean water supply for 9 million people. They're calling this an increasingly likely possibility of a massive oil spill. Spill. Right? When an accident. So if I spill my water. Echar, pero por casualidad. Derramar. Spill. An oil spill. Because of a decaying tanker, or in buque de petróleo, stranded in the Red Sea. And it could disrupt supplies of clean water for more than 9 million people in the area. Now, this is called the FSO Safer Tanker, and it contains 1.1 million barrels of oil. Now, this is more than 4 times the amount that was in the Exxon Valdez 2, which tragically spilled in 1989. It has been deserted off the coast of Yemen since 2015. This is crazy. So it's full of oil and they just desert it. Lo han dejado ahí. I mean, that, I can't imagine how Greenpeace, well, that Greenpeace must be upset about this. Now, if the hull, the bottom part of the boat, were to break open, it would cause the contents to spill directly into the sea. So it is a single hull. Normally these vessels have a double hull. So there's two layers, But this is only a single hull, so if there's a break, the oil would spill directly into the sea. Now, there's a report on this. It includes modeling, which predicts that a spill from the ship could have a wider range environmental and humanitarian consequences than previously imagined. They say it could disrupt clean water supply for 9 to almost 10 million people, and up to 8.4 million people could also be cut off from their food supplies. Oh my gosh. Now, within 1 week, the spill could threaten between 66 and 85% of Yemen's Red Sea fisheries, according to the report. And by the end of the week, over 90% would likely be affected. A spill would devastate the industry, which is already struggling to survive. So bad news in Yemen. Now, air pollution from the spill would also increase the risk of hospitalization, as it can cause cardiovascular and respiratory problems as well. I guess just breathing the fumes from this is dangerous as well. So I don't know if this is how close this is to happening, but it sounds like people have to get out there and figure out what to do about this thing, right? I mean, I'm no expert. Who am I? I'm not an expert in oil spills, oil tankers, but this could be a major problem off the coast of Yemen. Yemen. And again, this is something where people, we have in English, we have this expression, not in my backyard. We sometimes say NIMBY, N-I-M-B-Y, not in my backyard. And it refers to this idea of, well, I don't want this near me. If it happens, you know, like windmills, people say, I love windmills. I think we should have more windmills to generate sustainable electricity, but I don't want them in my backyard. I don't want them next to my house. I want them somewhere else. So everyone says, well, I don't want them near me, but you have to put them somewhere. And this is kind of a similar thing where, because it's not near us, I don't think we have too many listeners in Yemen to the Drive Time show. If we do, let us know that you're out there. But I think people say, well, it's in Yemen, so I'm not as concerned about it. But if this were off the coast of Santander or Valencia or Vigo, if this was sitting off the coast of Vigo, people would be far more concerned and would be certainly taking urgent action. But because it's in Yemen, it doesn't get a whole lot of press, a whole lot of media coverage. Anyway, let's go ahead and have a look at our expression of the day.
Expression of the day.
Our expression of the day today is a blessing in disguise. Una bendición disfrazado. Yeah, a blessing. Bendición, blessing. So it's like you can imagine, una bendición disfrazado, which is not an expression in Spanish, but think about it, it kind of makes sense. It's hidden. So something bad that happens, but then you realize, you know what? In the end, it wasn't that bad. It worked out better as a result of what happened. It was a blessing in disguise. A blessing in disguise. So, disguise is disfraz. We can have the word costume. Costume is like at Halloween when people dress up to try to, you know, be someone else. I'm Frankenstein. People know I'm not really Frankenstein, but I'm wearing a costume. But a disguise is more to hide your true identity. Like Cristiano Ronaldo, if he wants to walk down Gran Vía, he'd have to wear a disguise. Whereas on Halloween, I wear a costume. Okay. But a blessing in disguise, a good thing, basically that seems bad at first, but turns out to be a good thing, we say is a blessing in disguise. My brother, for example, when he graduated from high school, he was applying to the military, to an officer training program. He would have been an officer in the military, and he didn't get in. He didn't get accepted. And at the time, he was very upset. But he said, you'll be fine. You'll get lots of great opportunities. And shortly after that, he did get a great opportunity. And he continues with this company he's with now. And he's gone from one place to another. And he has grown professionally. So maybe not getting the job that he wanted at the time was a blessing in disguise. And I told him, I said, hey, this is going to be a blessing in disguise. A blessing in disguise. Okay, we're out of time, everybody, for our first half hour, but we're going to take a short break, but we'll be back. Volveremos. I'll be back in just a few minutes with plenty more. We've got vocabulary coming up. We're going to hear some music, an interesting expression, grammar, and a business letter to help you with your business writing skills. So plenty more to come, everybody. If you want to improve your English, stay with me. You're listening to the Drive Time Show here on Vaughn Radio. My name is Kyle Miller. Don't touch that dial.
O un MBA apenas impresiona a un entrevistador. Son muchos ya los que tienen estudios de posgrado. Sin embargo, siguen siendo pocos los que pueden demostrar un ágil y potente dominio del inglés. Es aquí donde uno se diferencia. Es aquí donde uno destaca de verdad. Céntrate en el inglés. Quítalo de en medio y empieza a cotizar alto en el mercado laboral.
Los másters en inglés profesional de Vaughan harán que se dispare tu carrera profesional. Llama e infórmate sin compromiso. No te arrepentirás. 91-133-5833. 91-133-5833.
Haz una pausa y disfruta. Mejorando. Aprendiendo con tu curso trimestral por videoconferencia. Con todo el dinamismo e intensidad de una clase Vaughan en una plataforma rápida y de fácil instalación. Por fin llega tu mejor momento del día. Cursos trimestrales por videoconferencia. Haz tu reserva en el 91-133-5833. 91-133-5833.
Prueba el método Vaughan con nuestro curso trimestral. Elige entre nuestra modalidad presencial o por videoconferencia. Y el resto, déjanoslo a nosotros. 3 meses de listening y speaking con los mejores profesores del mercado. Entra en grupovaughan.com e infórmate. Curso trimestral de Vaughan.
Sí, dígame.
Ahora tu profesor Vaughan desde tu casa, la oficina. Tu profesor Vaughan en clases telefónicas. Ahora más fácil y cómodo. Consigue uno de los 3 planes de formación en grupovaughan.com/clases telefónicas.
Este curso tus hijos se volverán locos por el inglés. Tráelos a nuestro Club Junior y vendrán a clase locos de contentos. En el Club Junior aprenden inglés mientras se divierten. Infórmate sobre las clases de nuestro Club Junior en el 91-133-5832 o en grupovaughan.com.
Dispara tu carrera profesional con un Máster Vaughan. Dominarás el inglés oral en situaciones cotidianas y profesionales. Aprenderás a escribir correctamente textos y cartas de negocios en perfecto inglés y transmitirás una imagen de profesionalidad. El Máster incluye 1 o 2 inmersiones lingüísticas en Vaughan Town, donde practicarás lo aprendido en el Máster con angloparlantes nativos de todas partes del mundo. Puedes hacerlo a tiempo completo o a tiempo parcial. Tú eliges la que más te convenga. La versión completa se realiza por videoconferencia e incluye más de 900 horas de inglés y 2 inmersiones en Vaughan Town. La versión parcial se realiza también por videoconferencia o, si lo prefieres, de manera presencial en nuestros centros de Madrid, Barcelona, Valencia y Zaragoza, e incluye más de 500 horas de inglés y una inmersión en Vaughan Town. Todo, por supuesto, en un entorno seguro, cumpliendo todas las medidas de higiene y distanciamiento social. Te estamos ofreciendo el mejor programa de inglés del mercado. ¡Tú decides! Máster en Inglés Profesional. Para más información, grupovaughan.com.
¿Quieres recibir clase conmigo? Pues si quieres, tienes 200 horas de clase de inglés gratis en RTV a la carta. Ve a Google y escribe Vaughan RTV a la carta. Y presto, ahí verás más de 370 clases de media hora y cada día se añade una más. Desde principiante hasta avanzado, te llevo por todo lo necesario de mi idioma. Píldoras potentes de inglés. También hay libros de texto que acompañan al curso, pero son opcionales. Con o sin ellos, aprenderás mucho inglés o mejorarás mucho tu dominio. Pruébalo en Google. Vaughan RTV a la carta. Ahí nos veremos.
Para más información sobre cualquiera de nuestros cursos, llámanos al 91-133-5833 y te ayudaremos con lo que necesites. 91-133-5833.
Welcome back, everybody. Welcome back. It is time for the second half hour of our Drive Time show here on Vaughan Radio, and you're listening to The Beatles. Of course you are. Everybody knows The Beatles, right? It's that, the world's most famous band. They have to be. And this is the song, from the album Rubber Soul. It's Drive My Car. And the Beatles started recording their sixth album on this day. Actually, it was yesterday. It was the 12th of October, 1965. And an album that would include a bunch of songs, including Norwegian Wood as well. And I think it's a good album. I think it's a very good album. They were not at all psychedelic, less experimental, although the basic rock and roll of this album is still kind of experimental because it was so early in the existence of rock and roll. This was 1965. And also, this is a song full of really sexual innuendo about a guy who meets an aspiring actress who tells him he can drive his car, as she seems to have keen interest in him. And she keeps trying to lure him in. But when he finally agrees to take the job, she admits that she doesn't have a car but still wants him to be her driver. So, I guess you can interpret that yourself. But anyway, by this time, John Lennon and Paul McCartney were writing more songs separately, not just the Lennon and McCartney, you know, duo songs. But this one was an equal collaboration, with Lennon writing most of the lyrics and Paul McCartney coming up with the melody. Paul McCartney played bass, piano, and also lead guitar. George Harrison played guitar and sang backing vocals, while John Lennon sang lead. And McCartney also played tambourine. So there you go. Lots of instruments featuring this one, Drive My Car, a classic from the Beatles. Okay, we're going to move on with a little bit of business. It's time for a business letter. Let's get down to business. Yes, it's time to get down to business, everybody. And today we're going to look at a business letter. We're going to translate a business letter here. So as usual, I will give you the letter little by little, poco a poco, in Spanish, and you can translate it into English. Okay. Okay, so it starts off, Estimada Felicity. Dear Felicity. Very English name. English language name, I should say. En línea con nuestra serie de conversaciones y reuniones, por la presente me gustaría aceptar formalmente su oferta para patrocinar el timón de vuestro velero para la regata oceánica Volvo. Vaya. En línea con nuestra serie de conversaciones y reuniones, por la presente me gustaría aceptar formalmente su oferta. Following our series of conversations. Following our series of conversations. Or you could say in line with. In line with. En línea con. In line with. Following. Our series of conversations and meetings. Conversaciones y reuniones. Meetings. Por la presente me gustaría aceptar formalmente su oferta. I would hereby. This is a good expression. Hereby. Por la presente. I would hereby like to formally accept your offer to sponsor para patrocinar el timón de vuestro velero para la regata oceánica Volvo. I would like to officially sponsor the rudder on your yacht. Yeah, you could say yacht, or you could say sailboat, really, because a yacht, I imagine as being more of a pleasure boat. Again, I'm not an expert here. Accept the offer to sponsor the rudder on your yacht for the Volvo Ocean Race. Por el precio que fijamos la semana pasada. For the price, or at the price, we fixed last week. Okay, at the price we fixed last week. Por precio que fijamos la semana pasada. Es para mi empresa un gran privilegio estar asociada con un evento deportivo tan emocionante. It's a great privilege. We could say it's a great privilege. Bueno, para mi empresa es un gran privilegio. It's a great privilege for my company to be associated. To be associated with con un evento deportivo tan emocionante que refleja tan de cerca todos los atributos clave de nuestra marca de colonia. Okay. It is a great privilege for my company to be associated with such an exciting sporting event. Evento deportivo. Sporting event. Which so closely mirrors all the key attributes of our aftershave brand, la marca de colonia. Nuestra marca de colonia, our aftershave. Now, we do have the term cologne in English. We have cologne and aftershave. Perfume and cologne and aftershave. Now, perfume, I typically imagine being a women's product, okay? Cologne being more of a men's product, and aftershave, similar to cologne. I couldn't tell you. If you said, Kyle, what's the difference between aftershave and cologne? I really couldn't tell you. Okay? So, our aftershave brand. El dinamismo, el valor, la independencia, el mar y lo desconocido. Okay. So he's got all of these different attribute. He's mentioning all these different attributes. Okay. Dynamism, courage, independence, the sea, la independencia, el mar, y lo desconocido. Dynamism, courage, independence, the sea, and the unknown, el desconocido. The unknown. Okay. Lo que sí le pido es que me confirme el número exacto de ciudades españoles en las que estará el velero durante la campaña promocional previa a la regata. Lo que sí le pido. What I would ask you. What I would ask you is that you confirm Lo que sí le pido, what I would ask you is that you confirm the exact number of Spanish cities the yacht will be in during the pre-race promotional campaign. La campaña promocional previa a la regata. We could say the pre-race promotional campaign. Pre-race. So before the race, the pre-race campaign. Okay. Usted había mencionado la posibilidad de que estuviera dos semanas en vez de uno, tanto en Barcelona como en Madrid. Okay, tanto como. Okay, so we could say here, you had mentioned the possibility of it being 2 weeks instead of one in both Madrid and Barcelona. 2 weeks instead of one, dos semanas en vez de una, tanto como. Tanto en Barcelona como en Madrid. 2 weeks instead of one in both Madrid and Barcelona. Tanto Madrid como Barcelona. In both Madrid and Barcelona. Okay. Obviamente, como patrocinadores del timón, la gira antes de la regata representa la única y verdadera oportunidad para que nuestra marca sea lista. Y por lo tanto, para nosotros, cuanto más tiempo esté en esas dos ciudades, mejor. Here we have the structure, cuanto, ta, 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 mejor. The more, the better. The more, the better. So we say, the more time it is, the better. Obviously, as sponsor of the rudder, R-U-D-D-E-R, el timón del velero, the rudder, R-U-D-D-E-R. Obviously, as sponsor of the rudder, the tour before the race represents the only real opportunity. It represents the only real opportunity for our brand to be seen. And therefore, for us, the longer that the boat is in these two cities, the better. Cuanto más mejor. The longer, the better. Cuanto más rápido, mejor. The faster, the better. The faster you drive, the sooner you arrive. The less you smoke, the better you feel. The more you drink, the drunker you get. This is a key structure. In fact, we can practice this structure in a few minutes, but the more, the less, the bigger, the better. The faster you drive, the sooner you arrive. For example, okay? Very common structure. Good one to know. Good one to practice. Okay. A la espera de sus noticias. I look forward to hearing from you. Look forward to. This is a key structure. This is a very, very common structure. I look forward to. And sometimes with this structure, you know, we use it in business a lot. We use it in professional settings a lot. But it's really, it's often, you're kind of like, sometimes you're haciendo la pelota a little bit. Sometimes, oh, yeah, I look forward to seeing you. And you're kind of, you know, talking to the boss and saying that, I look forward to the meeting. I look forward to working with the new team. And maybe you don't really feel that way. Sometimes. Can be that way. But it's a very business and professional way of saying, I can't wait. So a very emotional and more raw, uncontrolled way of saying it would be, I can't wait. I can't wait for Christmas. I love Christmas. I can't wait for Christmas. Es que no puedo esperar. I can't wait for Christmas. I absolutely love it. It's my favorite time of the year. I can't wait. Now, if I say, I am looking forward to Christmas. Claro, perfecto. Perfect. I'm looking forward to Christmas. I'm looking forward to, and it's always followed by the ing. Más ing. I'm looking forward to seeing you. I look forward to. So you can say I look forward to or I am looking forward to. Either way, both are correct. Both are perfect, okay? I look forward to or I am looking forward to. But in both cases, it has to be followed va seguido por el ING. It's followed by the ING. I look forward to seeing you. I look forward to visiting you. I look forward to working with the team. Okay, I look forward to hearing the news. I look forward to having you at the conference. For example, look forward to plus ING. Más ING. Okay, look forward to. Very important structure. So if you can take, and that's the whole letter, atentamente, yours truly. So we've seen some interesting structures here. Hemos visto unas cuantas cosas interesantes aquí, unas estructuras. We've seen some very interesting structures. Okay, we've seen, for example, hereby. I would hereby like to, por la presente, me gustaría aceptar formalmente su oferta. I would hereby like to accept your offer. Por la presente, hereby. I would hereby like to accept your offer. Por la presente. And very, very common structure, very important, very good structure to know. Okay, hereby. Also, well, we saw the term the rudder. The rudder is el timón. Vaya timón, pero no en el sentido del velero. The rudder. And a yacht. We don't say jot. No, we say yacht. You could say a sailboat as well. You could say sailboat or a yacht in this case, but anyway, okay. We've also seen we say Spanish, the word Spanish, and people say, Kyle, I know that. But remember, in English, we have to capitalize this letter. So the Spanish cities. We will be in Spain visiting Spanish cities. Here you have to capitalize it, okay? So we put the big S, the capital S, okay, for Spain or Spanish. And we have the structure both and. So, tanto como, both. The ship will be in both Barcelona and Madrid. Tanto Barcelona como Madrid. It'll be in both Barcelona and Madrid. Okay? Again, key structure there. Good things to know. Little details. These are the little details that really make a difference when you are trying to write professionally in English, when you're trying to write properly. Okay, these are the things, son los detalles, the little details that make a difference. Okay, and we have the structure, the longer the better. So we practice that a little bit. The faster you drive, the sooner you arrive. The more you study, the more you learn. The longer the better. The more you eat, the fatter you get. Whatever. Another key structure. We can practice with a little bit of translation in a few minutes with that one. But let's go back and read the whole letter in English. Vamos a repasar. Let's review the whole thing in English and see if it makes sense now. Because this was a difficult letter. I realize, lo reconozco. I have to recognize that it was a difficult letter. It was a bit of a challenge for many of you at home. So if you found this tough, si te resultó pues difícil, no te preocupes, porque es un reto. It's a challenge, and I realize that. Okay? Dear Felicity, following our series of conversations and meetings, I would hereby like to formally accept your offer to sponsor the rudder on your yacht for the Volvo Ocean Race at the price we fixed last week. The price we agreed upon. The price we fixed last week. It's a great privilege for my company to be associated with such an exciting sporting event, which so closely mirrors all the key attributes of our aftershave brand, nuestra marca de colonia. Okay? Our aftershave brand. Dynamism, el dinamismo. Courage, el valor. La independencia, independence. The sea, el mar. Y lo desconocido, and the unknown. Okay. What I would ask is that you confirm the exact number of Spanish cities that the yacht will be in during the race, or sorry, during the pre-race promotional campaign. You had mentioned the possibility of it being 2 weeks instead of one in both Barcelona and Madrid. Obviamente, obviously, as sponsors of the runner, the tour before the race represents the only real opportunity for our brand to be seen. And therefore, for us, the longer the boat is in these two cities, the better. I very much look forward to hearing from you. Sincerely, Kyle. Or whatever, whoever. So there you go, folks, our business letter. I know it's not easy. It's a difficult challenge, so don't worry if you found it tough. Don't worry. But let's practice a little bit with this structure that we saw. The more, the more. Cuanto más fumo, más toso. The more I smoke, the more I cough. Cuanto más bebo, más me emborracho. The more I drink, the drunker I get. Cuanto más la veo, más la quiero. The more I see her, the more I love her. Yeah. Cuanto antes, mejor. The sooner, the better. Yeah. The sooner, the better. Cuanto antes, mejor. Hey, when are you going to come to see us? Oh, the sooner, the better. Cuanto más trabajas, más ganas. Eso no sé. The more you work, the more you earn. Cuanto más estudias, más aprendes. The more you study, the more you learn. But we have a structure, for example, the more the better. How much should I study English? The more the better. And there's no verb. In that case, the more the better. No verb. Qué curioso. Interesting. Interesting stuff here on the Drive Time Show. Now remember, this part of the show also serves to help you develop your ear, desarrollar tu oído y la comprensión auditiva. Okay, so even if you don't understand everything, don't worry. Don't worry, because little by little you will absorb things, okay? Let's take a moment to look at some vocabulary. Vocabulary, we're going to look at the world of flavors, los sabores, on the show today. So here we have dulce. These ones aren't so hard, right? Dulce, sweet. Sweet. Agrio, sour. 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 Amargo, amarga. Bitter. 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 So if you have a lemon, for example, the inside is very sour, but the peel or the rind, that white part of the, between the fruit inside and the skin, that white layer can be quite bitter, or the skin can be bitter, but the inside is sour. Agrio. O ácido también. The aftertaste, que es regusto. El regusto we call the aftertaste. So you taste something and then this flavor that lingers or that appears in your mouth later on is called the aftertaste. Picante. This is spicy, but we sometimes also say hot. Oh, it's hot. Like hot wings. Hot wings, for example, really would be picante, but would be spicy. But we often say hot as well, hot or spicy. Sosa or sosa, bland, B-L-A-N-D, bland. Empalagoso, we saw that earlier this week. Empalagoso would be sickly, S-I-C-K-L-Y, sickly, sickly. Y salado, salada, salty. So I remember my, sickly, I remember I mentioned my grandmother the other day. I mentioned my grandmother used to say, oh, that cake was very sickly. She used to say, empalagosa. Salty. Salado, yes. Now, we also have, salado can also be savory. But savory is not the same as salty. Savory just means it's not sweet. So if you're saying, typically, just to contrast to something that is sweet, like, what kind of snack would you like? Something sweet or something savory? When I have breakfast, I don't eat sweet things at breakfast. I like savory things, like eggs, bacon and eggs. I don't usually eat sweet things like jam, mermelada, okay? Okay, tasty, sabrosa, sabroso, sabrosa. Tasty, mouth-watering, deliciosa. We do have the word delicious, but we often say mouth-watering, ooh. It's a mouth-watering dessert, a mouth-watering meal. Okay, you say the same in Spanish, right? Que se hace agua la boca, no? Mouth-watering, mouth-watering. O se hace la boca agua, agua la boca. Anyway, you know what I mean. Ya sabes, mouth-watering. We say, and this is a compound adjective, so we would use a hyphen in the middle. Two words, so we would use a hyphen. Que es guión medio. To connect the two words. Okay, folks, we have to take a break. Un descanso. But I'll be back in just a few minutes with the final half hour of today's Drive Time Show. Lots more to learn, lots to practice in our final half hour of working on our English here with the Drive Time Show. Stay with me. Don't touch that dial.
Hey, have you heard about our trimestrales? No? Well, let me tell you all about them. The program lasts 3 months. Eso es, dura tres meses. Many different timetables to choose from. From Monday to Friday, Saturdays in the morning. And you'll have plenty of homework. And your teacher will correct your homework and check it to make sure you're making progress. Find out more now. Our trimestrales at Vaughan. Small groups, only 4 to 6 students per class, and the class is focused on speaking and using the language. Contact us and find out about trimestrales with one of our dynamic Vaughan teachers. You won't regret it. No te arrepentirás. More information at grupovaughan.com.
Pásate a vernos a la tienda de Vaughan. Sí, ya está abierta. Ven y nosotros te asesoraremos con el material que te puede ayudar a mejorar tu inglés. Con libros especializados en speaking, listening, grammar, vocabulary. Si quieres, te podemos hacer directamente un plan de estudio para que lo puedas hacer en tu casa. Y mejorar esas pequeñas cositas del inglés que tanto te cuestan con los mejores libros de enseñanza de inglés del mercado. No, no exageramos. Tenemos los mejores libros. Ven a comprobarlo a la tienda de Vaughan. Estamos en Madrid, en la calle Orense 75, esquina con Sor Ángela de la Cruz. De lunes a jueves de 10 a 6 y media y los viernes hasta las 5 y media. Y si vives fuera de Madrid o prefieres contactar con nosotros por teléfono, llámanos al 91-444-5844. La tienda Vaughan. Te asesoramos en lo que necesites.
Si necesitas mejorar tu inglés sin perder el tiempo, con un método que realmente funciona, hazte con uno de nuestros cursos trimestrales. Infórmate sin compromiso en el 91-133-5833 o en grupovaughan.com.
Don Quijote y Sancho Panza, Cleopatra y Marco Antonio, Adán y Eva, Romeo y Julieta, Vaughan y Disney. ¿Eh?
Sí, ya lo has oído. Vaughan y Disney siguen colaborando para que tus hijos aprendan inglés mientras se divierten. La magia de Disney con la calidad de Vaughan. Entra en grupovaughan.com e infórmate.
Ok,
Okay, now, tell me you want to do 10 more push-ups.
I want to do 10 more push-ups.
Very good. Ask me if I'll tell you to do 10 more.
Will you tell me to do 10 more?
No, I'm going to tell you to do 20 more. Ask me if I care.
Did you care?
No, 20 more.
Come on.
Ahora, más oportunidades. Sigue entrenando tu inglés con tu